If you've got that nagging idea that this thing could grow, or this is really what I want to do, or I'm passionate about this and I want to see how it would develop, you got to ship it. You have to just try it.
Hi there, my name's James, and thank you so much for checking out my podcast, Dad Mind Matters, helping men to safely navigate family life without losing their minds. In this podcast, I'm lucky enough to be joined by Josh Traeger, a US dad who was in the Air Force for 10 years, now runs two of his own businesses, about how it's possible, even if you're a very busy dad with zero free time, to start sacking the 9-to-5.
What I'm trying to do with the podcast is help other men who, like me, have acknowledged that actually they want to escape the 9-to-5 and do something that fits in more with their lifestyle, their passions, their core values. I've written a couple of books about being a dad and mental health. My wife's a teacher, so she works full time. So basically, I'm like the house husband. I do the drop-offs and the pickups from school. I edit podcasts. And I'd love to create content that genuinely, without any sugarcoating, warts and all, showing people, even if you think that ship has sailed and you just got to find a job and stick in it till retirement, what would your advice be? Because I know you've done this. What would your advice be to someone who's listening, who's thinking, I'd love to try and do that, but I've got a mortgage, I've got a family. Is that just a pipe dream? Where do I start?
Yeah, I was fortunate when I launched the businesses that I now own that, and this is probably where I would advise people to start, is I wasn't quitting my job and doing it alone. It's funny because as soon as I launched or shipped it, which I'll come back to in a minute, as soon as I did that, then I started to feel like there was some proof of concept there. Some clients started happening. Some business started happening. And then I very quickly felt the confidence of leaving my other opportunities to pursue the passion full time. But I think it starts with just little steps in the right direction. I think if you've got that nagging idea that this thing could grow, or this is really what I want to do, or I'm passionate about this and I want to see how it would develop, you got to ship it. You have to just try it. And if you put your time and energy, and I know it, nobody has all the time in the morning and all the time in the evening. I appreciate that. People are working hard and we're telling them to go outside and go for walks and call friends and do all those things. Right. And then I'm going to tell them on top of that to take their hobby and make it a business. Yeah, I understand that that's a difficult ask. But I think ultimately, if you can truly ship it in small pieces, you can start to put it out there in small pieces and see how it develops and work on it little by little. Perhaps it'll catch fire a little bit. Your podcast is a good example. Your YouTube channel is a good example. You put stuff out there. Yeah, you might only get a couple of listens or a couple follows, but then one catches on a little bit and people start paying attention a little bit more. And it just takes a little bit of work. Now, I also think it's important that you manage expectations, right? You're not going to come out and be the Joe Rogan podcast.
No.
You know, it just doesn't happen that way. But Joe Rogan, he had a pretty strong following. And I'm just using that as an example, but he had a pretty strong following before he started that podcast. Yeah. But he also just started with, I think he would probably say, pretty low quality product in the podcast space.
Yeah.
And it has worked into it. I think it's true too that you have to measure what lights you up. And if it lights you up to have a pottery business or to put a podcast out in the world or to dance or to create some art, you just got to start doing that in small doses and see if there's some proof of concept there. And then if there is, yeah, I would not advise anybody to.
Yeah, I think the one thing,
jobs on a whim.
No, I think what I really like that I was hearing is managing your expectations. I wouldn't ever advise anyone to hand in their notice, but you can find the time. I don't watch television anymore. And once the kids are finally in bed at, say, 8 o'clock, even if that's 8 o'clock till midnight, that's 4 hours. That's a chunk where you can do something, even if that is, as you said, creating a podcast or a YouTube channel or writing a book or whatever it is, even if after a year, and I've had lots of these where you're like, there's going nowhere. Or even if you change and you think, this isn't what I want to do. people talk about the pain of regret. I think that's the thing you don't want to get to the end of your life. Think, I didn't even try. Okay, even if you tried and after a year it just doesn't work, or it's just, you've not lost anything. And also, even if it's not about you, look at what you're showing your children. You're showing your children in your 40s, and you don't get to a point in life where you just stop learning. Right, I'm all learned now. Like, no, you're not. There are times when I think, what am I doing? Who am I to be creating a podcast? Who am I to try and write a book? We all have that imposter syndrome, and people who don't, I'm like, you're either a robot or you're lying. I think it's really good to show your kids, just give it a go. I think that's one of the things we lose as adults. We're too self-conscious. Like, oh, I can't try that. It'll be rubbish. Well, it will be to begin with, but it'll be less rubbish the more you do it. But I like your idea that maybe do what you can with what you have, time-wise and financially, to begin with. And also, as you said, don't expect to be Joe Rogan. I think sometimes just celebrate the fact that you've actually started something with no expectation. Just,
oh, yeah.
I've succeeded because I started and I tried. That's enough.
Oh, to create something new in this world is extremely difficult, extremely challenging, and should absolutely be celebrated. But I think you came up with a good point there too, which was, if you do it for a year and it fails by the standard of nobody buys your pottery, or nobody watches your YouTube channel, or nobody follows you on social media, or whatever it is, the metric that you create for yourself out there, and you probably better than anybody can speak to this.
Yeah.
By putting in the effort to do the podcast and do the YouTube channel, what have you also done? You become better at editing. You become better at speaking with people. You've met incredible people, and you've done the work and the research and speaking about mental health and being a better father and being a better man and member of your community and things of that variety, that then you can apply them to your own life.
Yeah, that's a really good point.
So that even if nobody listens to your podcast again, the work that you've done over the past year, 2 years, whatever it is, to set this up and create this in life is now just going to benefit you. And let's go back to the pottery example. Even if you make pottery and you put one pot out for sale every day on a website that nobody ever goes to, and you keep doing that every single day, by the time you're done with 365 of those, that creation on day 365 is going to be better than the creation on day one. Guaranteed. And guess what? Even if nobody buys it, you're now a better potter.
Yeah.
And so you have better pottery for your own home.
Yeah.
I think that's huge. And there's a great book out there called The Compound Effect, which talks about the idea of putting work in consistently, not necessarily daily or every single morning or anything like that, but consistently, because growth often looks pretty stable and pretty flat for a while. And then all of a sudden it ramps up incredibly. But you don't get to that point of growth unless you're putting in the work all along the way.
Yeah, no, that's really good. And I really like the way you've articulated that, because I've now got a job where I edit for a company that supports podcasters and YouTubers. There's no way I would have got that job if I hadn't spent from 2018 till now editing, arguably on a YouTube channel that was going nowhere, but I was improving my skill set. The problem is, at the time, you don't know what the skills and the effort and the work you're doing now, how that's going to look in 3 years' time. And the problem is, people get overwhelmed by the idea that what if it doesn't come to anything? And you're like, well, does that really matter? Because as you said, if all the creative outlet does for you is keeps you level, keeps your mental health level so that you can be a good dad, so that you can do your jobs, so that you're okay, surely that's enough. I think that's the thing. I mean, I'm the king of doing online courses that go nowhere. And there are times when, you know, 6 months in, you're like, oh, I can't believe I've done this again. You have to work really hard just to say, okay, it's not the end of the world. You've not bankrupt yourself. And actually, you were trying to improve your situation. You were trying to improve your family situation. That's not a bad thing. If someone else was telling you that, you'd be like, well, all right, didn't work out, but you gave it a go. Success, I think, is as much about eliminating what you think you might want. And then you try and go, oh, actually, no, I really don't want to do this. Like, for years, I wanted to be a fireman. And then I got to one of the last stages. And one of the things you had to do was like an enclosed spaces thing. And I just couldn't do it. I just could not do it. And my wife was really worried, because I phoned her and said, can you come pick me up? And she said I was really worried you'd be absolutely crushed because you spent like 2 years of doing like fitness tests and aptitude tests. And actually I said, you know what? I was actually quite relieved because I was thinking if I can't do this test in a warehouse in the middle of nowhere, how would I possibly do this in a burning building? So actually, Sometimes you've got to do a load of stuff that you, and realize you don't want to do to know what you do want to do.
Absolutely. I can't imagine you were taking online courses on how to go bankrupt and how to get out of shape. The things you were doing were improving you. Even if you felt like when you went into it, you said to yourself, I'm going to do this so that I can create this you know, incredible new thing or be this incredible new person. Maybe you didn't get that original vision accomplished, but you still, at its core, you did something that's going to improve yourself. And yeah, I think sometimes you have to believe and accept that is good enough. And now if you said to me, Josh, I took a bunch of courses on how to lose all of my personal savings, well, then we'd have a conversation about the value of that. But good intentions, I think, are enough as long as you're seeing the benefits, even if you don't achieve that incredible goal that you have for yourself.
Yeah, I think the conversations like we're having now are really important, especially for men who are maybe searching for a solution to their finances, or because there's the pressure of you don't make ends meet and money's not there. I need to find a solution, and you try the solution and it doesn't work, and maybe you're $1,000 worse off. There's a lot of shame and guilt there. And I think it's helpful to have the conversations where people go, mate, look, I get it. I've been there. Just don't beat yourself up. Start again. You can start again. I think that's where, because unfortunately, things like social media, you're only ever showing the highlight reel. You're not shown the iceberg of all the false dawns and dead ends. No one shows you that stuff. That's the stuff you need to see, really. I think especially we're trying to, I'm sure you find running your own business is very stressful.
Oh, absolutely. And I think it's really easy to default to the belief that you can look around, right? So what I mean by that is I do have two businesses and I'm very proud of both of their success, but I can look around and find more successful consulting businesses and coaching businesses. And I can look around and find more successful law firms and legal practices, right? I can see those things out there. And it, to take it from my world to somebody else's world, is that's exactly what you said. It's so easy in our day and age, in the way that social media wants to portray other people's lives, to look around and say, wow, that guy's in a lot better shape than I am. And he's got a million followers on Instagram. And so he must be doing everything right. Or, wow, that guy does speaking appearances all around the world. And he's got 2 million followers on his social media, so he must be doing it right. And then that what that it creates, I think, is this belief that in order to be successful or order to really achieve what you want in life, you have to be at that point. You got to be in bodybuilding shows, or you got to be on stage somewhere, or you've got to create something that other people are putting out in the world as their reality. The truth is that underneath a lot of that is other pain. Right? Yeah. Those people are dealing with issues just like you are. And I think the real value, and maybe you just don't learn it until you get to a certain point in your life, but it's very rare for me to want to measure my success by the size, growth, or revenue of my businesses anymore. Yeah. It's very rare for me to think about it that way. I used to think that was what I wanted it to be, but don't you feel more and more nowadays that it's about opportunities that you have to spend time with people that you love and that you care about, and opportunities that you have for yourself to enjoy the things that you can enjoy in life? Because you might have different beliefs about all this, but I believe very firmly you get one crack at this thing. So it's hard to get away from, but I think it's important to not measure yourself against other people and what they put out there as their reality.
Yeah, I think the more honest and authentic you can be online, the better, because it's so refreshing. I think it's difficult because no man's an island. There's no way you're not going to see what other people are doing and earning and car they're driving. But actually, from all the experience of people and talking about people's end of life regret. It's your connections with your friends and family. That's the stuff that's gonna hurt if you're not in a good position. And I mean, they can have absolutely driven me mad all day. But the cuddle I have with the kids at the end of the day is always the best part of my day by 1,000,000%. And that's the stuff that I know that is important, because I can see what you're doing in Michigan, where I'm on the south coast of the UK. I can therefore compare myself to you. It's ridiculous. It's like you're comparing people with completely different resources. But you don't know that story. So you just think, I should be doing that. I should be doing that. No, you shouldn't. Or why should you be doing that?
Yeah, I can't agree more with you about all of that.
I really hope you got something with this podcast. And if you have something you want to do, or you're trying to do something, I'd love to know. Please let me know in the comments. And if you're starting a podcast or starting a YouTube channel or writing a book and want some one-to-one support, you can book a complimentary 50-minute session with me. The link's in the description. I hope wherever you are in the world, you're okay. Take care. My book, First Time Dad, A 42-Week Guide to Pregnancy, is available in Kindle and paperback form on Amazon and an audiobook form on Audible. To sign up for my monthly newsletter, please visit my website, www.dadmindmatters.com.